KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky at 69 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 88. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, an accident in Harrison County late Wednesday morning resulted in a woman's death and injuries to another woman and a man. The Iowa State Patrol says 74-year-old Marie Carveth Bryan of Mondamin died in the crash between her SUV and a Chevy Trailblazer. The accident happened around 11:15 a.m. about 6 miles west of Missouri Valley. Officials say Bryan's 2014 Nissan Rogue was traveling north on Austin Avenue and attempting to pass two semis. At the same time, a 2008 Chevy Trailblazer driven by 62-year-old Deborah Ann Davey of Modale was traveling south on Austin Avenue. The SUVs collided head-on in the southbound lane. Both vehicles came to rest on the west shoulder of the road. Marie Bryan died at the scene. Davey and her passenger, 61-year-old Scott Davey of Modale, were injured and flown by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The patrol says all of the crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. The accident remains under investigation. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday said no injuries were reported following an accident that occurred around 6 a.m. Sunday on Marnie Road. A 2005 Honda Element driven by 18-year-old Isabel Edmondson of Walnut was westbound on Marnie Road when Edmondson fell asleep at the wheel. Her vehicle struck a mailbox and came to rest in the north ditch of the road. Damage the vehicle was estimated at $1,500. Edmondson was cited for failure to maintain control. And at around 11:20 a.m. Monday, a single vehicle accident occurred on Highway 6 near Lewis. Authorities say a 1987 Plymouth Colt, driven by 60-year-old Jerry Granquist of Atlantic, was westbound on the highway when the right front wheel came off the vehicle, causing Granquist to lose control. The car entered the south ditch and came to rest in a farm field. Again, no injuries reported. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $1,500. Cass County Sheriff's Office said also just before 3 a.m. Wednesday, deputies arrested 48-year-old Kevin Boyd Cantor of Atlantic. He was taken into custody for OWI first offense and later released on his own recognizance. A motorcyclist who authorities say was going too fast for conditions lost control of his machine and suffered undisclosed injuries when he was ejected. Page County Sheriff's Office says they were notified around 8 a.m. Monday about the crash on M Avenue near 220th Street, or about a mile southeast of Yorktown. 25-year-old Daniel Nathan August of Clarinda was southbound on M Avenue and attempting to navigate a curb in the road to the left when he braked and skidded on the damp, wet pavement. The motorcycle slid on its side, ejecting August, who was not wearing a helmet. He was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by a Clarinda ambulance. Damage to the motorcycle was estimated at $5,000. The Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Clarinda Fire Department and Clarinda Ambulance Service. No citations were issued. Red Oak Police Wednesday afternoon arrested 46-year-old Darrell Eugene Bredberg of Red Oak. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop at around 3:10 a.m., or p.m. that is, in an alley between Prospect and Valley Streets. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while suspended. Bredberg was also cited for having no insurance. His cash bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at $1,000. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Wednesday made two arrests. At around 11:22 a.m., 23-year-old Arwen Mariah Arnold of Red Oak was arrested following a traffic stop for a seatbelt violation. She was taken into custody on a warrant out of Page County for theft in the fifth degree regarding library books. The woman was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, posted a $300 bond, and was released. And at around 1:42 p.m. Wednesday, deputies made a traffic stop for a seatbelt violation and ended up arresting 48-year-old Thomas Sean Johnson of Stanton for driving while suspended with 10 withdrawals in effect. His bond was set at $556. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office says there were arrests on Wednesday of 36-year-old Dirk Parrish of Lenox. Parrish was taken into custody in the 200 block of West Illinois Street in Lenox and charged with two counts of delivery of a controlled substance. He was being held at the Taylor County Jail on $25,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Albert McMichael, age 80, of Avoca, died May 15th at his home. Funeral services for Albert McMichael will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ramona Harris, age 88, of Anita and formerly of Adair, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Ramona Harris will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Lee, age 91, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Bill Lee will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Richard Dick Cool, age 91, of Greenfield, died March 29th in Texas. A mass of Christian burial for Dick Cool will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Marilyn Wedemeyer, age 94 of, or Wedemeyer, that is, age 94 of Adair, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Marilyn Wedemeyer will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Adair United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Erling Rasmussen, age 93, who's formerly of Audubon, died October 3rd in Illinois. A celebration of life memorial graveside service for Erling Rasmussen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Kimmelton. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Howard Henriksen, age 93, of Harlan, died April 11th in Harlan. 68-year-old Peggy Jo Gregert of Pueblo, Colorado, died February 8th in Colorado. Joint memorial services for Howard Henriksen and Peggy Jo Gregert will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Wayne Logue, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday in Elkhorn. Graveside services for Wayne Logue will be on Saturday at 2:15 at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Reed, age 92, who's formerly of Wyota, died Saturday in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Funeral services for Richard Reed are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Jean Weiss, age 78, of Exira, died Wednesday at her home. Services for Jean Weiss are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.